Hi there, this is Shelley. I thought I would give a little update via voice for those of you who are just tired of reading more words and would like to listen to something. So here's an update. The reason that I'm involved in this conversation at all is because Coleman reached out to me and shared a vision of how the Yoga Alliance Alternatives conversation could evolve into a new way of doing things and that we could help. So prior to his reaching out to me, I did not see how I could contribute productively to this conversation, so I wasn't involved. Meanwhile, I also recognize that teachers are so busy and they don't really have ways to connect with each other in a consistent way. And so I'm also trying to fill the role of sharing what I hear with those who would like to know it. So what I have learned is that in terms of Yoga Alliance Alternatives, there's something that many of us can get behind and take action on. We'll all be pulling in the same direction and therefore have quite an impact, I would assume. And that is, we can clarify and communicate more widely that Yoga Alliance registration is unnecessary and unrelated to teaching competency. So that's factual. We can do that. We can pull together. We can make an impact. Of course, it begs the question, why have teachers and trainers been registering with Yoga Alliance then? And I think we can assume that for the most part is a legitimizing activity. So if a teacher or trainer does not use Yoga Alliance for that purpose to achieve a legitimacy, how can they? And I would answer that we can use existing systems and develop new ones that are honoring of particular types of learning. So Iyengar, Ashtanga, International Association of Yoga Therapists, and so on have certification programs. There are many others that do. There are ways to promote and recognize those who have undertaken particular types of training, and trainers can develop new certifications, such as if they are training in ABC or XYZ method, they can certify that the trainees are now qualified to teach ABC or XYZ method. So that in and of itself, the more wide recognition that Yoga Alliance registration is unnecessary and unrelated to teaching competency, and then the promotion and development and use of certification systems that are a little bit more closely aligned with actual knowledge and capability. Those two things together should make quite an impact, and we could just carry on from here. There are more issues, of course, and I'm going to mention those, but I just want to be clear. So if you're really busy or that's all you care about or whatever, that's an idea. Then of all the other issues I'm hearing, I'm going to highlight two that I think would be nice to have addressed to begin. There are more, but they are issues that the current system perpetuates at the what we could call lower level and higher levels of yoga teaching experience. At the lower level, there is an implication that a yoga teacher registered with Yoga Alliance has met a certain qualification or standard, and that's not true. And at the higher level, the system is a self-reporting hours and fee-based system that has no relationship to wisdom, lineage, distinguishing characteristics of high-level knowledge. So the lower level, I have come to understand, Yoga Teacher Central can certainly contribute to the solution. We do have a high-quality curriculum and training materials that a board can verify do indeed meet a particular quality standard that is meaningful. And so therefore, Yoga Teacher Central could accredit trainers and teachers who incorporate these materials. That, of course, is not to say that those who do not use the materials are not qualified. It's just simply saying that we can verify that these standards have been met. At at the higher level, it's trickier, and I hope the board can help. Here is what I see is some considerations. The very fact that we lessen Yoga Alliance as a criteria for decision making on where to find good quality yoga teachers and yoga trainers will already make an impact. And the point there would be to redirect thinking around quality, seriously, right? Quality of training and how that person has done their study and practice and what they have to bring. So what I'm sensitive to is that many teachers and trainers have worked really hard to meet existing standards and with integrity have applied and gotten their E-dash and what have you. So I don't want to dishonor that effort. So it's a little bit trickier to say, how do we lessen the impact of Yoga Alliance as a decision maker without dishonoring that if someone has an E-dash or a 500 or whatever, that's meaningful, but redirect the meaning for the very specific types of training and wisdom that this person brings. So hopefully the board and you can help with that. And in moving ahead, there is lots of opportunity for you to participate. I think just in 2 days, 10 people volunteered to work with Coleman on the board. I don't see any reason why we need to limit the number of people if you want to participate, or, write in, whatever you need, let us know. Okay.